Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Good to see you. Hallelujah. When we began, we were like six people. Okay, I'm surprised we are much more. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Where is Dr. Mjimba? He's working. Okay. Hallelujah. Huh? What network? Call? Whole night work. Hallelujah. Yes. At least he has work. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, good to see all of you. Yes, good to see Martinson. Martinson is one of my best friends in this church. Okay? Remember I said one of my best friends. So there are many more. Yeah, but over the on 30th, he also became my relative. Yes, yeah, so we are relatives. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, Christmas was good. We celebrated it at home in Nsasa. Then on 29th, we traveled to Fort Poto. Okay? Yes, the road was much better than what it was on 24th. There's a clip that went around. Yeah, it was bad. Mubende, Mitiana. That's right. But when we, I think by 29th, they had done something about it. But it was still bad. So anyway, we returned on 30th. And 30th, 31st, we were expecting what we had found on 29th. Like a really bad road. But we didn't see nothing. Okay, yeah. So it means that they worked on 29th, they worked on 30th. Yeah. So, you can now go. Glory be to God. Yeah, but while we were there, I called him because I thought he was there. Then he told me, no, I'm not there, but my parents are there. So he gave us directions to his home. And his home was just behind the suits where we were staying at. So, yes, the dad was there. And this guy talks like his father. Yeah, and he resembled the mother. But now, the height, I don't know where he got it from. Anyway, it was a good time. The parents are wonderful people. And we met his youngest sister, who he has often told me about. And Yes, the father told us to come back in the evening and pick cassava and maize from his garden. Glory be to God. Yes, that cassava is for World Cup. Hallelujah. Glory be. So we went and picked it. Hallelujah. Yes, then there's a lady here. She refused us to visit her. God bless her. God bless her darling heart. Yes, but it was a wonderful time. Okay? Yes. What else? What else was remarkable there? Anyway, went and visited other people. Yeah, so it has been a good time when we came. So we came back 11 a.m. Yeah, because we woke up so early in the morning so that we, what's that place called? Busega. A guy from Masaka. Ntungamo, Kisoro, Mbarara, Rukunjiri, they all converge there. So we didn't want to be in that stuff. Since we were going to have an overnight that day. Glory be to God. Yeah. It has also been a good time to rest, to chill at home. And God is good. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Any other testimonies? From you. Hallelujah. Yes. Shaky, do you have a testimony? No? Yes? Give a big hand clap as he comes. Yes. Usheki is called a pastor at her school. Yes, I saw a video of her when she was leading chaps in class in Bible stuff and prayer. Apparently, she's a pastor in their old class. Glory to God.
Praise God. Amen. I thank God that my birthday is coming very soon.
Yes. I was looking for the mother. Then, yeah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yes, Rachel, good to see you again with Tangaza and Atamba. Yes. Okay. The last time Tangaza, the little girl, was here, I gave her 10,000 shillings. So she went home and she gave it to the mother. So I heard that sometime later, she told the mother, "Pastor, who gave me purple money, where is it?" Purple money, where is it? I don't know what Rachel did. So today, when I met her, I told her that I'm going to give you green money. Because now she didn't know five. Because now I learned that white is colored. So today I gave her green money. So I will hear. You see these mothers of ours? They are fond of playing children's what? Yeah, when I was many years ago, I think I was 7 or 8, I was admitted in hospital for a long time. Okay, I was admitted twice for a long time. Yeah? The first time it was for a long time. The second time it was for a long time. And it had to do with something on my neck. Anyway, so, yes, so people would come to visit Omuradde, Okulaba Omuradde, not Amulabirira. So I used to hear them. You know, these kids can hear stuff. You think they're not, but they are. I used to hear them saying, as they were leaving, they would say, "Zinocente, Zomuradde." So, man, I was keeping tabs, man. So, man, I knew, and everyone would leave money for the patient. So, my, in my head, I knew I had time. And so, once upon a time, we were discharged, and sometime later, I think I wanted a bowl or something like that. So, I went to my mom, and I told her, "You see, I, Jagaram Pila, and he told her, as in, who pick from my money, which they gave you, which they kept with you in hospital." And I don't think I would want to remember the response. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, but bottom line, I realized I didn't have any money. I didn't have any money, man. I was as broke as someone who had never fallen sick. Like I was broke cars before I got sick. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yes. Hallelujah. God is good. God is what? God is good. Yes, there was a lady here. Remember Carol? Businje. I also gave her kids money. Like after church, I gave the kids money. I said, "This is for the, okay." So now, she told me later, they went for shopping, some stuff. Then they reached the counter to pay. And you see, when you're paying, man, the stuff there, sweets, chewing gum, chocolate, at the counter, supermarket. So the kids say that, what? Mommy, I want, there's something, the youngest boy, you remember him? Then the mom was like, "I don't have money, what?" Then the boy shouted, screamed in the supermarket, "Pastor Moses gave you my money." She told me she was embarrassed, man. The kids screamed, said, "Pastor Moses gave you my money." And she had to unleash it, man. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So mothers, fathers, they're often nice. You understand? They don't play kids' dime. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, we're beginning the year, and as far as I and the leaders of the church are concerned, last year was a good year. It was a good year in terms of worship, you know, and also financially for the church. Okay, I say that because we were able, as it has always been, we're able to foot our bills. Glory be to God. Okay? Now for us, that's a big thing, man. Hallelujah. You know, these ministry church things, okay? One of the key things, you guys, is money. Money is important. Okay? And like people say, money doesn't grow on trees. You understand? Eh? And now for us, money comes from you. Okay, we don't have foreign donors. We don't have anyone outside here that gives us money. We don't have that thing of partners. Partners in India, partners in Fort Poto. We don't have, man. Glory be to God. And you see, we are few. Okay? And so when every week when we meet our bills, man, for me, I'm excited. Hallelujah. I thank God. And especially when, as always, it is done without having to come up with gimmicks, you know, eh? Okubafela. Do you understand? Eh? There's a lady, she's working at Sam's mom's place. And apparently she got a loan, I think from a bank. Then she bought a boda-boda so she can give it to someone to do business. Then apparently there's a certain pastor in Chenjojo who got to know about the bike. So I think there are two stories related to the bike. But there's a pastor who finally took off with it. Took off with a bike. And to this day, the guy has never been seen. He came saying that, Wakati, you know, I'm usually invited to or places to or preach. So give me this bike, I be with it. When they invite me, I'll go to preach. Then when I get the kind of attorney, then what? E. So, she what? E. And the guy disappeared. Took off. Okay? Then, the second story. She went now to a certain, I think like a prophet in Chenjoj again. Okay? To help her. Either to locate, to find out where the guy is. Then the guy said, okay, first give me. And then he mentioned an amount of money. Eh? And you see, Bambi, Abantu, Babuli Joe, when they are desperate, they can do it, you know. So people take advantage of them. So Bambi, she gave in the money. Okay? So the pastor said, give me time now. The prophet. Okay, then one morning, the prophet called her. He's like, I want you to come here quickly. As in, whatever you're doing, as in just leave everything and come. You're going to know what this guy is. So Bambi, she was excited. She ran, she went, she walked up to where the guy was. Then the guy said, now, I'm going to tell you where this chap is. Okay? But first, mention an amount. He's so cool. Then he said, but now, you remember I gave you what? Then my brother was told, now I don't have that. And I think it ended there. She said, if you're not what? I'm not going to tell you. You understand? Yeah, anyway, so we haven't paid rent by such what? Stupid stuff. Glory be to God. I don't know whether people who do those things know that there's something called hell. Eh? You understand? Eh? You see, people who do those things, they're going to hell. So I don't know where these guys know grace. All the sins I, you understand, like whatever I do now, they matter because every sin was, you know. So I guess that's what makes them do side stuff. Hallelujah. But anyway, we were able to end the year well. Rachel, isn't that so? Yeah, man. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay, but October was tight. I don't know what was that month. I got to learn that even for many church, that it was a tough month. Like, it's really man. In fact, I remember talking to John about it, and I'm like, I was telling her that I was thinking of anyway, or being, then she said, yeah, but yeah, as in, but I just, you know, but anyway, it was a hard month, man. Glory be to God. Hey, it was a hard month, it was hard. In fact, at a certain point, Rachel doesn't know, but I was thinking of us not tithing. You know, this church, whatever you give, we take off 10% and we tithe. You understand? Eh? So now, October, I was going to dodge tithing, but secretly. Glory be to God. But I'm like, no, we haven't done this in the last 10 years. Hallelujah. So I think it was the devil was what? Tempting me. Glory be to God. And I overcame the temptation. Hallelujah. Well, clap for me. I overcame the temptation. Hallelujah. If you also overcome the temptation to choose tithe, you come and we shall what? Tell us and we shall we'll clap for you. Yes, but I wanted to use that money for the bills. So I was going to send it back to Rachel, but she wouldn't know that it is what? It was money that I was supposed to send as what? As tithe. But I'll just maybe I give it to her and I tell her, hey, did this money also? So she would think there's someone who gave it to me to bring it to church. But anyway, yeah. Anyway, October was tough. Okay? And I guess that's how life is. Even when you're blessed, there's those, you know, as long as you're in this fallen world, there'll always be it is not a curse, it is not a generation curse from your great grandfather. It is just, you know, and sometimes it's God testing you, you know, Hallelujah. When it is not even the devil, it is God, you know, just trying to see your faithfulness, your seriousness. Glory be to God. So I went through it, but generally, the year was good, okay? Worship, prayer, money, okay? We were able to pay our bills. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And because of that, I really thought that we should begin this year with a blessing. Glory be to God. Amen. A blessing because of what you did for the work of the Lord. Glory be to God. All right? We should begin the year with what someone would call a father's blessing. Glory be to God. Amen. A father's what? Blessing. Hallelujah. The blessing that should affect things for the entire 2025 in our lives, in your life. Glory be to God. Numbers chapter 6, verse 22. Okay. The Bible says that, and the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, this is the way you shall bless the children of Israel. Okay, so Moses, okay, the leader of Israel, okay, was to bless the children of Israel by saying certain words, all right? And when he says them, okay, it says that that the Lord now would bless the people. because of what Moses was going to pronounce over them. Okay? And Moses' pronunciation, that's right, his declaration over them was a blessing. Okay? And God now would bless the people because of the blessing Moses has pronounced over them. Glory be to God. So he says that, and the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, this is the way you shall bless the children of Israel. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Glory be to God. Amen. So because of what you did for the work of the Lord last year, all right, I felt that you should begin this year with a blessing, or the pronunciation of a blessing upon you. Okay? And when we do that, the Bible says that, and the Lord will bless you, meaning that the Lord will do exactly as it has been spoken. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So it is the Father's what? Blessing. Okay? Glory be to God. Now that children are here, a thought has just come in my mind just to advise the children to be good to your parents. Be good to your what? Parents. Obey your parents. Okay? Honor your parents. Because the Bible says that, okay? Honor your parents. Be obedient to your parents. Okay? Don't be big-headed. Do you know what it means by being big-headed? Big-headed means being stubborn. Okay? Don't be stubborn. Don't be rebellious. Because if you are not respectful of your parents, okay, if you're not respectful, if you're not obedient to them, if you don't honor them, then there is a chance that you might miss the blessing of your parents. You understand? Like, I don't know if I'm communicating well to the children. Yeah, children, your parents can bless you. They can say good words upon you, okay? And those words, that blessing, will help you in days to come. You understand? But if you don't honor your parents, if you're disrespectful, if you're rebellious, if you're big-headed, then that blessing parents are supposed to give you, okay, will be withheld, okay, consciously or unconsciously. You understand? And so you miss something that you are supposed to get from your parents. Okay? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Children, have you heard? Yes. So, take your parents seriously. Children, are you hearing? Take your parents seriously. Glory be to God. Even when they don't cane you, even when they don't whatever, just know if you're rebellious, big-headed, just know that your parents are taking note. You understand? Eh? And the time might come when they are like, I won't bless so-and-so. I won't speak something good on their lives, which God will use to bless you. You know, I find it hard to communicate to what? But now, that refers also to young, like adolescents. You know, Yes. Yeah, those young men. Glory be to God. You know, there's a certain age which you reach, and you think you're wiser than your parents. Now, I think it is worse now with technology. For us, we really just thought we are wiser. But now, you know, your father doesn't know TikTok about what, how to do, how to, you understand? And you will see you're wiser. You're wiser. Okay, but wisdom is not knowing how to press buttons. That is just knowledge. It's not wisdom. Glory be to God. Anyway, but there's a certain age when, you know, reach, and then you just see your father, your mother, like, these people have nothing to add on to me. They don't know nothing. Eh? And you begin to despise them. Eh? And unknowing to you, you are creating problems for yourself. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You are, in a sense, maybe let me use an extreme phrase, you are digging a grave for yourself. Hallelujah. Amen. Because there's something you're not going to get. There's a blessing you're not going to get from your what? Which might affect you. It will, definitely. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So anyway, that is a side what? For the children. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Alana, have you heard? Glory. Manzi, you've heard? Be careful. Eh? Yes. And yeah, don't just be careful with your parents. But anyone older than you, any adult. Okay? Children, are you listening? Okay? Teenagers, young people. Abantu abakulu. That comes out well. Abantu abakulu. Okay? Yes, I don't know if these days we teach kids how to honor and respect adults. You understand? Ne abantu abakulu, grown-up people. Even when they are not your grandmother. But parents, I think now this is ours. Let us teach these children how to honor adults. You understand, eh? How to honor adults, okay? Yeah. Especially, you know, what you'd call rich kids. Hmm? Rich kids. You know, you have rich parents, okay? So your parent is 50. Okay, rich. Okay, then you meet another 50-year-old, broke, poor, like they're not. Eh? Then you're like, you understand? You don't treat them well. You don't honor them. You despise. You despise them because they're not as well to do as your parents. Hmm. Children, be careful. Hallelujah. Be what? Honor all people, whether they are rich, whether they are poor, or whether they are rich or not. Glory be to God. Okay? Because even that's how God treats us. He honors the poor and the rich. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen? Yes. Okay? Hallelujah. Yeah, so Moses was supposed to do what? Pronounce a blessing, and then God would act upon that blessing. Meaning that if Moses doesn't speak the blessing, there's a blessing God withholds because he hasn't been given a pathway. Anyway, he hasn't been given what it takes for him to bless. You understand? Eh? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yeah, so for me, I'm very what? Yeah. I'm like, the church needs should enter the year with a blessing because of what they have done. You don't know what it means to run a ministry, okay, and man, you go through it well, especially financially. Money is a big thing. Do you see all these instruments? We hire them. You understand? We hire them. We don't own nothing. I think Do you own that laptop? Rachel, do you own this laptop? Yeah, the laptop we own. I think the projector we also own. Even the other laptop we own. Do you own that clock? That clock is not ours. Hallelujah. But we pay rent for this bill, this hall. We pay rent for the children's hall. We pay rent on, anyway, and the other, like, expenses, which I don't have to go into. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So, yeah, I'm very happy. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay, I'm like Paul in Philippians chapter 4, verse 1. He referred to the Philippians as his joy and crown. Okay? In fact, he called them beloved. He said, therefore, my beloved and longed for brethren. Okay? My joy and crown. Okay? Paul loved the Philippians. Okay? And he didn't love them so dearly because they were balokole. You understand, eh? Yeah, he loved them so dearly because they had helped him, man. Okay? Okay, in verse, anyway, they had sent him support the way you have supported the church, okay? LAT. Okay? They had sent him stuff and they used to do it. They did it over and over. Glory be to God. Okay? For example, in verse 10, Philippians 4, it says that, I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at last your care for me has flourished again. Okay? Note that word, again. Okay? Though you surely did care, but you lacked opportunity. Hallelujah. Verse 14. Verse 14 says, you have done well that you shared in my distress. Glory be to God. Like you, you did well that you shared well in Rachel's October distress. Remember October? It was tough, man. Glory be to God. But we went through it because of you. You understand? Yeah? So he said, but you have done well that you shared in my distress. Okay? Then he says that now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church shared with me concerning giving and receiving, but only you. For even in Thessalonica, you sent aid once and again for my necessities. Then he tells them that I'm not seeking the gift, but I seek the fruit that abounds to your account. Then he says that, indeed, I have all and abound. I am full, having received from Epaphroditus the thing sent from you, a sweet-smelling aroma, an acceptable sacrifice, well-pleasing to God. Okay? Then, because of that, he pronounces a blessing upon them. And be sure that God acted on it. Okay? Verse 19 says that, and what? And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Glory be to God. You understand? Eh? Hey, the Philippians had housed. Eh? You know that phrase? Okay? Balo, you know it? Housing. Like you house someone. Okay? Housing. Anyway, you understand housing. Do the children know it? Anyway, the Philippians had blessed Paul. And Paul was like, man. Okay, so he loved them. And they did it once and again and again. So he called them my beloved, my longed for, my joy and crown. Okay? Then he says, man, because of that, I pray for you, I bless you, that God supplies all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Glory be to God. So I'm in that state also. Finished 2024 without the hotel giving us a phone call to Babanja, that young man. Okay? I don't know whether it's supposed to be Aston Villa or Manchester United. That jersey is for which club? Anyway, you know, being on our case, hallelujah. You know, receptions, wedding receptions? Yeah, if you do a reception in a hotel, most of you, I guess, know. After the reception, maybe there's some decent dancing, you know. And then now the hotel chaps, like waiters, they come around. So you think they are celebrating what? With you. Now if he's a groom, groom, bride, you see them around, the groom and the bride. So you think, man, they are happy that, man, these guys are what? Hey, kumbe. Abigail, kumbe. They are just what? You know what they're doing. Yes, they're like, these guys are not leaving until they clear some money. And so we haven't had that experience where that young man at the end of the service hangs around me, around Rachel. So you think that the guy just likes the pastor. Yet man is like, you're not exiting until what? You pay for the. But we haven't had that. And not just last year, but even for the last 10 years. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, there's a couple you know of in the scriptures, which was also a blessing to a man of God. And also God blessed. Okay? 2 Kings chapter 4, from verse to 8. Yes. Hey, by the way, how did Martinson become my relative? Because I visited him at his home, up country. Met his parents. But by the way, this guy is a very prophetic guy. Every time he comes to me with a dream, I get excited. Because I know him. His dreams, man, they're like Mujimbaz and Joanne. Okay? So anyway, it happened one day that Elisha went to Shunem, where there was a notable woman, and she persuaded him to eat some food. So it was, as often as he passed by, he would turn in there to eat some food. And she said to her husband, "Look now, I know that this is a holy man of God who passes by us regularly." You first stop there. Verse 9. Women are generally more spiritual than what? Than men. Women are generally, not all of them. Okay, there are some who are men. It's a wonder. Okay, when it is the husband who tells them that, man, these things are of God, man. You know, honor a man. You understand? But anyway, women are usually more. Anyway, so she said, so she told the husband that we guy go. Anyway, this is a holy man of God who passes by us regularly. So what should we do? Verse 10, please let us make a small upper room on the wall and let us put a bed for him there and a table and a chair and a lampstand. So it will be, whenever he comes to us, he can turn in there. And it happened one day that he came there and he turned into the upper room and laid down there. Then the man of God said to Gehaz, his servant, "Call this Shunammite woman." When he had called her, she stood before him. And he said to him, "Say now to her, 'Look, you have been concerned for us with all this care. What can I do for you?'" You understand? "What can I do for you?" What demulungi? Jetuli? "What can I do for you? Do you want me to speak on your behalf to the Kabaka or to Mohoz?" Okay, choose. Kabaka or Mohoz? Okay? She answered, "I dwell among my own people." So he said, "What then is to be done for her?" And Gehaz answered, "Actually, she has no son, and her husband is old." So he said, "Call her." Okay? Others know what it means when he said that husband was old. As in now, it was an impossible matter. Okay? An impossible matter. But now this lady is going to receive a blessing that will deal away with the impossibility. Okay, so he said, call her. When he had called her, she stood in the doorway. Then he said, about this time next year, you shall embrace a son. And she said, no, my Lord, man of God, do not lie to your maid servant. But the woman conceived and bore a son when the appointed time had come, of which Elisha had told her. Glory be to God. This lady would not have gotten a child in her old age, in her husband's old age, if she hadn't been blessed by the man of God. And that blessing came because she and the husband had been good to the man of God. Glory be to God. Just like you've been good to LAT. Glory be to God. All right? To you, the adults and the children. Okay? Today, we shall believe God. We shall pronounce a blessing upon you, and the Lord will bless you with whatever he wants to bless you with, or with whatever you want to be blessed with. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 27. Okay? Yes, there's a story. Yeah, Jacob, how he was blessed by the father. It's because he did something that pleased the father. Glory be to God. The Bible says that then he, Jacob, said, now he's talking to Esau, okay? His firstborn. He said that, behold, now I am old. I do not know the day of my death. Now, therefore, please take your weapons, your quiver and your bow, and go out to the field and hunt game for me. And make me what? Yeah, make me a good meal. You know, I fear to pronounce that word. Make me some good food, such as I love, and bring it to me that I may eat, that my soul may bless you before I die. So do something good to me, okay? Something that will please me, so that I can bless you before I die. Glory be to God. All right? So you see, children, there's a blessing. The father wants to bless the child, the son, before he dies. But he's like, do something that pleases me. You understand? So if you please your parents, they will pray a blessing over you, children. You understand? Shaky? Hallelujah. So, yes. Now, Rebecca, the mother, was listening when Isaac spoke to Esau, his son. Okay? But remember, Esau had a twin brother called Jacob. And the mother loved Jacob more than, yes, the mother loved Kato more than Waswa. Yeah? Ukato. Ukakuru, Isingoma, those things. Anyway, so Rebecca spoke to Jacob, her son, saying, indeed, I heard your father speak to Esau, your brother, saying, bring me game and make me good food that I may eat and bless you in the presence of the Lord before my death. Now, therefore, my son, obey my voice according to what I command you. Go now to the flock and bring me from there two choice kids of the goats, and I will make good food from them for your father, such as he does what? Such as he loves. Then you shall take it to your father, that he may eat it, and that he may bless you before his death. Okay? Verse 28. Okay? Basically, Jacob did that. Okay? Did that. Then he says in 28 that therefore, now, Jacob now pronounces a blessing on Isaac, pronounces a blessing on Jacob, and says that in verse 28, may God give you of the dew of heaven, of the fatness of the earth, and plenty of grain and wine. Let peoples serve you, and nations bow down to you. Be master over your brethren, and let your mother's sons bow down to you. Cursed be everyone who curses you, and blessed be those who bless you. Glory be to God. That's a powerful blessing. But Isaac, Jacob gets it because he did something that pleased the Father. Glory be to God. Okay? Of course, there are other details. You all know them, most of you. But the key point is, he did something that the Father loved. It pleased him, and then the Father pronounced a blessing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And I emphasize, you were a blessing in 2025 to this church. You understand? Eh? And I felt like, and I believe it's of God, that we should pray a prayer to bless you. Something upon which the Lord will act. Eh? Upon which the Lord will act to literally bless you. Glory be to God. Genesis chapter 37, okay, verse 3, says that Israel, who is now Jacob, loved Joseph more than all his what? His children. Because he was a son of his old age. Okay? And because of that, of course, he made him a tunic of many colors. Okay? So, Jacob loved Joseph. Glory be to God. He loved what? He loved Joseph. Of course, yeah, one of the main thing, it was because of some chick he liked who gave birth. You understand? Hallelujah. Some what? Yeah, some, you say lady? It's lady. Hey, lady. Lady. And so, Jacob, okay, loved Joseph, his son. Loved him so much. Okay? You understand? And because of that, okay, before he departed, he blessed him with a blessing that was far greater than the one he gave his other sons. You understand? Okay? Verse, Genesis 49, verse 22. It says that, so now this is the blessing. Okay? He blessed all the sons. Now when it came to Joseph, glory be to God. When it came to who? With Joseph. For some reason, I want to believe that my dad loved me more than my what? Yeah. But as I've grown older, at a certain point, I believed that. But as I've gotten older, you are like, wow. Yeah, but I don't know. Anyway, so Joseph's blessing begins here. He says that Joseph is a fruitful what? Mugeze with confidence. Bow. Okay. Or a branch, isn't it? Eh? Okay. A fruitful bow by a well. His branches, you see? His branches run over the wall. The archers. The archers have bitterly grieved him. Remember? His brothers sold him. You understand? So they have bitterly grieved him, shot at him, and hated him. But his bow remained in strength. His bow. True? Aha. Tulina, eh? It's called what? A marking guide. Yeah. So, Mugene Mpola. Because if you're I will ask her and you'll get embarrassed. Okay, his bow remained in what? In strength. And the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. From there is the shepherd, the stone of Israel. By the gods of your father who will help you, and by the Almighty who will bless you. Now they're starting. Who will bless you with blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that lie beneath, blessings of the breast and of the womb. Then he says that the blessings of your father have excelled the blessings of my ancestors. Up to the uttermost bound of the everlasting hills, they shall be on the head of Joseph and on the crown of the head of him who was separate from his brothers. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Massive blessing because the father loved him. Glory be to God. Okay? A blessing that massive has to come out of a heart that has really been pleased with someone. Do you understand? Eh? Glory be to God. Okay, now, many years later, hundreds of years later, Moses pronounces a blessing on the 12 tribes, okay? Or you can say on the 12 sons of Israel. You understand? And now, what he pronounced upon Joseph, you could see it was similar to what Jacob pronounced on Joseph. Okay? But it seems to be more elaborate. You understand? Eh? And back in the day, man, eh, I used to pray that blessing upon me. You understand? I would personalize it. And I would tell God, do this for me. Do this. You understand? I prayed it for like over a year, man. Because I was like, man, you know, this thing. Glory be to God. Probably that is where this FPO thing originates from. Hallelujah. So let us read it. And I used to read it from NIV. Glory be to God. So Deuteronomy chapter 33 from verse 13. About Joseph, he, Moses, said, may the Lord bless his land with the precious dew from heaven above and with the deep waters that lie below, with the best the sun brings forth and the finest the moon can yield, with the choicest gifts of the ancient mountains and the fruitfulness of the everlasting hills, with the best gifts of the earth and its fullness, and the favor of him who dwelt in the burning bush. Let all these rest on the head of Joseph, on the brow of the prince among his brothers. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I used to pray this prayer, man, for a long time. Glory be to God. Anyway, but now this is a blessing Joseph gets. Glory be to God. Similar to what the father gave him, all right, but now more elaborate. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So today, okay, as we begin the year, this is the first Sunday of the year, okay, we're going to pronounce a blessing upon you. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't care so much about the words, even if they are just five words. Okay, what those words carry, you understand, eh? Is more than the words. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. All right? So like Moses, a blessing is going to be spoken over all of us. Okay, and then the Lord will bless us. Okay, as it is written in Numbers chapter 6. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Psalm 20, verse 1. Okay? Hallelujah. This is part of what right now, even as I speak, what you're being blessed with, which the Lord will honor. Okay? He says that, may the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of Jacob, may the name of the God of Jacob defend you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and strengthen you out of Zion. May he remember all your offerings, okay, wait, and accept your burnt sacrifices. Glory be to God. All right? This especially to me, for me, okay, makes a lot, you understand? Okay? You don't know what it means to be a pastor, okay? And you don't struggle financially to do the things the ministry has to do. Glory be to God. Okay? Yeah, it is your sacrifices, your offerings that have done it. Hallelujah. So, okay, verse 1. May the Lord answer you. Verse 1. In the day of trouble, may the name of the God of Jacob defend you. May he send you help from the sanctuary and strengthen you out of Zion. May he remember all your offerings and accept your burnt sacrifices. Hallelujah. May he grant you according to your heart's desire and fulfill all your purpose. We will rejoice in your salvation, and in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. This, to me, covers everything that should be pronounced upon you. Glory be to God. And that's why we are going to what? It is the one that I'm going to use, okay, to speak a blessing over your life. Glory be to God. All right? But understand that it includes all other. You remember now, like here it says that, may the Lord fulfill all your petitions. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It includes all those things. You understand? Yeah? Hallelujah. You remember I talked about, or I read the story of the Shunammite, okay? Woman got a child in her old age. So all this that I'm going to pronounce, it includes that if you want a child. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. It includes favor before great people. Remember, that lady was being asked, do you want audience with the king? Okay, do you want audience with the commander of the army? Do you understand? That's what a blessing can do. Glory be to God. Okay, if it's coming from a heart that is really pleased, a heart that has been blessed, glory be to God. Just as we are, as the leadership of the church, we are pleased, man. Okay, 24, Twagumalako. Okay, everything sorted financially. Okay, and once again, remember that money came from you. Glory be to God. Okay? Hallelujah. I don't own any mall. Okay? At the end of the month, I go, I collect rent, then I come and I what? Sort out the church. Hallelujah. I don't own a car bond. Ntundaye moto kemu, ne covering the entire year. Glory, no, I don't. All this money is from you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We glorify you, Lord. We honor you, precious one. We give you glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah. You who began the good work that LAT is, you will bring it to completion. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Just pray in tongues, amen. Help me just pray in tongues, okay? Let me hear your voices. We thank you, Father. Just pray in tongues, pray in understanding, in whichever language you want to pray. Just pray, just pray. Open your mouth. Open your mouth and bless the Lord. Thank Him because He's good. Thank Him for what He has planned for you. Thank you for the good things He has in store for you. Thank Him for He brought you safely through 2024 and He has brought you into 2025. Not to do you harm, but to do you good. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you glory. We give you honor. We glorify your name. We glorify your name, Father. We glorify your name, sweet Jesus. We glorify your name, sweet Jesus. We glorify your name, our friend. Our friend Jesus. We are here for you. We are here for no other reason but you. You, our friend. You, our beloved. You, our all in all. You who loves us. You that we love. You, our beloved. We are here for you. We are here for you. We are here to glorify your name. And we do glorify your name. We lift your name on high. We exalt you. We exalt you above all other gods. There is no other God but you. We don't have any other master but you. We don't have any other Lord but you. We don't have any other love but you. You are our all in all. You are our all in all. You are our all in all. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, as a leader of this congregation, I thank you for the grace that you bestowed upon every member of this church to partner with you in this work. Father, in the name of Jesus, for all that they have done, for all that they have done, for the joy that they have brought us, the joy that they have brought the leadership of this church. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pronounce a blessing upon them. In the name of Jesus, we pronounce a blessing upon every member of this church because of their sacrifices, because of their offerings that have lifted the burden off us so that we were able to do your work without care, without worries. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, bless everyone, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.